There's a kickoff, and it's returnable by Nowata at the 15 to the 20 and wrapped up at the 22-yard line.
That was a deep kick. Carrick King took that at about his 1-yard line on the opposite side of the field and brought it all the way back across to about the 21 or 22. But got a great block over here at the 15 from T.J. Donaldson. He took out two men with one block. So the Ironmen will start first and 10 in the second half at about their own 22-yard line.
So Nowata, of course, won the toss and decided to defer here in the second half.
Need a big drive here. Of course, I'll take it all in one play if we have to.
Cuddy Smith now still at quarterback for Nowata in replace of the injured Will Luster.
This Wyandotte Bears defense, they've bent tonight, but they've never broken and let the Ironman into the end zone.
Now the snap, and Smith is going to keep it, and he slips at the 20-yard line. Yeah, the speed right there and had it, but couldn't do it there, and Trey Jones there to stop him.
Going to lose about a half a yard, it looks like. Maybe a yard.
Probably a yard, so it'll be second and 11 from the 21. Just underway here in the second half. Third quarter action as Nowata trails Wyandotte 12-0.
Cody had a little crease, like you said. The ground just slipped out from under him.
Receiver on each end for Nowata. And Smith under center. Hands it off. Actually, a quarterback keeper. Smith goes to the right to the 20, and he's down to the 25-yard line. So good job there by Cody Smith scrambling there. Jordan Birdie there on the tackle for Wyandotte.
Picks up four, makes it about a third and 7 for the Ironman on this first drive.
Xavier Mathis now from the sidelines comes into the huddle, brings in a play here.
Tell you what, this front three of Trey Jones and Zane Cutshaw, and I'll get the other man here in a moment, have done a great job.
Third and 7. Now Smith scrambles to the left, now goes to his left, throws them above his card at the 50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, and he's down at the 10-yard line.
Wow.
Xavier Mathis on the reception. Cody Smith went to his left, saw some trouble, went to the right, throws a fade to Xavier Mathis, and a big gain there for the Ironman.
63 yards, Adam.
63 yards. And it's first and 10 from Wyandotte's 12-yard line.
And give credit to Cody keeping that play alive with his feet long enough to see Xavier down the right sideline.
Now a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Two wide receivers this time on the right. Handoff is Terrell Collins, and he's probably going to lose some yardage there. And he got tackled immediately by Caleb Hurst.
Yeah, Caleb Hurst, and also coming on the back side there, Tristan Frazier trailing the play the whole way. He just didn't have anywhere to go. Loss of a yard.
I think it's second and 12 from the 14-yard line. And clock rolling with 9.5 to go in the third quarter. Nowata needing a score here. And again, they're in the red zone. And they're 0-2 in the red zone offense here. Two wide receivers this time on the left, one on the right. Smith, and it's actually a handoff to Terrell Collins. He dances to the 10, to the near the 5-yard line.
Brother ran behind Jacob Barnes that time and got a good hold and pick up of about 6 yards.
That's a 7, looks like. So you're looking at about third down, 6 for Nowata from Wyandotte's 7-yard line. Again, remember, Wyandotte has only given up 13 points all year.
You can see why. They're very tough inside the red zone.
Shotgun formation. Smith rolls. Now he throws to the middle. His pass intercepted. And it's down to the 20, to the 25, still on the seat, to the 35, to the 40-yard line. But there is a flag on the play, and this may come back and favor Nowata because roughing the passer may be the call here.
Yeah, and
let's see what they're going to call it.
Cody had the man open. He just didn't lead him through it behind him. That's why it was picked off. He had the man open.
He did, but he threw it low and threw it behind him. Personal foul, hands to the face against Nowata.
Doggone it.
And they're going to decline the penalty, so be a first down for Wyandotte and another turnover. Actually, I believe this is Nowata's first turnover of the day.
You're right. Couldn't have come at a worse time, though.
Yeah. It was not a good throw, though, by Cody Smith.
No, he didn't. He had the man, looked like Xavier Mathis, over the middle, didn't lead him, and, of course, the man two steps behind him was able to take the ball away.
First and 10 from Wyandotte's 37. Hand off to Bravo, and he's got a seam to the left side of the 40. 50 to the 45 in the Ironman territory at the 41-yard line. He put a hit, though, by Xavier Mathis.
And that's,
so Roberto Bravo gets into Ironman territory in the first down.
And he just doubled his rushing yards on the night, a 21-yard carry. He only had 17 yards on the night before that. And there's the exposing the perimeter of the Ironman defense again.
First and 10 from Nowata's 42. Shotgun formation. Bravo gets the handoff. Runs to the middle to the 40. Still at his feet to the 37. And is finally down at the 35. That was Bryce Hewitt was the last person to get him. A nice, tough run there by Roberto Bravo.
Well, saw a little bit of too much trying to tackle the ball and not the legs of the ball carrier.
Second and 3 now from the 35. Clock rolling with 7:25 to go in the third quarter.
I think Wyandotte's going to be content to grind it out with Bravo here.
Down that in a shotgun formation.
Nope.
Now that play action, throws the ball in the middle, it's incomplete.
Good coverage, though. The Ironman had that pretty well covered. Little tight end down the seam after the play action fake.
Good job defensively there by Dylan Barnes there, who put the coverage in there. So third and 3 now for the Bears from Nowata's 35-yard line. Clock stops with 7:12 to go in the third quarter. Again, Wyandotte leads 12-0. Shotgun formation for Dowdett. Dowdett gives it to Bravo. Bravo stuffed there at the 35-yard line. No place to go.
T.J. Donaldson put the stick on him. That was a great play from his linebacker position, Adam. And
no gain, so now fourth and 3 from the 35.
Well, come on, Ironman faithful. We need to rise up and help your boys at this time. They need a big stop right here to get the ball back.
So let's see what Wyandotte will call here on a 4th and 3. They're going to go for it here. No question about it. Play clock down to 15 seconds.
I see that little speed option to the wide side of the field on the right there, Adam.
Now that in a shotgun formation, a receiver on each end, and now I think Wyandotte's going to talk this thing over. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout Wyandotte with 6:27 to go in the third quarter. Your score is Wyandotte 12 and Nowata nothing. And big thanks to our sponsors, Arvest Bank of Nowata, also by Bartnett IP, Buster's Convenience Store, Regent Bank, Ironman Storage, Sonic of Nowata, Ranch Supply of Nowata, and by North Point Auto. Again, conclusion of our broadcast, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you of week 5 of high school football.
Of course, the Ironman season, of course, isn't over if they don't get this victory. It sure makes it hard for them to get a home playoff game in that first round if they don't are not able to pull this one out. Of course, so they could also beat Adair. I'm not taking that away from this, but it makes the road sure tougher to travel.
Now the shotgun formation. They're going to go for it. 4th and 3. Now that rolls to his right, has the opening, and crosses the 30, out of bounds to the 26. That's going to be a first down for Wyandotte.
I could call this stuff in my sleep, Adam. I said speed option to the right, and exactly what they ran. They gave them their 8th first down of the night and a new set of sticks. And just can't give them that much.
spotted at the 27-yard line. First and 10 from Nowata's 27. Two wide receivers to the left side. Bravo. It dances to the middle to the 25. That's where he's stuffed there.
Seth Brooks just missed him in the backfield.
So a gain of 2 will make it 2nd and 8 now from the 25-yard line. Keeps that clock rolling with under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And keeps that Army defense on the field.
12-0 favor of Wyandotte. Shotgun formation for Dowdett, a receiver on each end. No one is showing blitz. Play action. Dowdett throws to his left, has a man open, and he overthrows him.
I thought he was going to get a hand on that.
Devin McLeod was the intended receiver. And now you're looking at 3rd and 8 from the 25.
Well, Adam, one thing I've noticed about this Bears defense, they seem to love the wide side of the field. They're able to get to the perimeter in a hurry. They've got some good speed. Now they're going to send 3 guys to the wide side of the field.
So trips to the left, 1 on the right. Dowdett in the shotgun formation. Dowdett now has it, the snap. Dowdett, he's in trouble. Now rolls to his left, throws, and the pass is broken away.
Nice coverage.
That's Jacob Barnes, I believe, again on the batted
pressure.
Play.
Yeah, and Dylan Barnes.
Dylan Barnes, excuse me.
Yeah, Jacob with the pressure and Dylan with the coverage.
The Barnes brothers.
Good tandem there.
Yeah, the Barnes brothers there with the stop. And now 4th and 8 again from the 25. And
I tell you
they're
what,
1 for 1 on this drive on 4th down.
That would be about a 42-yard field. I think that kid could kick it, what we saw in the warm-ups. If they're going to go for it.
Dowdett in a shotgun formation.
Pass.
Snap. Dowdett goes back to pass. Throws. That pass is broken away. Good job defensively by T.J. Donaldson, I believe, is the one that batted the ball away.
It was. You're right. And I tell you what, the Ironman defense have stiffened and held on downs, and what a great play. You know, and if he doesn't get that ball tipped, that's a touchdown, Adam. That was just a great athletic play by T.J. Donaldson. Now 1st and 10, Ironman, 5:29 to go in the third. Going to take over at their own 24-yard line.
Boy, Nowata has had ample opportunities on the offensive side, and now this is an opportunity. Again, playing without Will Luster, but more than likely he's done for the night.
Dalton Carter checks into the Ironman line there, tight end. A little different formation this time, Adam.
Cody Smith in a shotgun formation. And we're going to have movement up front.
Oh.
False start against Nowata.
I think that's Dalton Carter a little anxious again. 5th penalty on the Ironman. They've totaled 33 yards, and that's their 2nd illegal procedure on the night. Make things 5 yards tougher on the offense.
Well, I'll tell you what, having on the field without Will Luster has really been different to me.
Well, it changes your whole plan of attack. I mean, he's a speed quarterback. Cody's got good wheels, but he's not as fast. But he's got a good arm. He's pretty accurate. We'll see how he does.
Cody on a shotgun. Hands it off to Terrell Collins. Dance around to the 20 and down past the 20 to the 22. And you know, Collins is probably not 100% here today.
No, that was TJ on the carry that time.
TJ Donaldson.
Yeah, and he's going to lose a couple of yards.
Actually, game 3. So it's 2nd and 12 from the 22. They begin at the 24, then they had the 5-yard penalty, backed them up to the 19 in the game 3.
You're right. I don't know what I was thinking, but we'll give them some yardage. Hey, that's the first time I'm using my whiteout tonight.
Oh.
First mistake of the night.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody, and boom, actually gives it off immediately to Terrell Collins. Boy, I was looking at Cody Smith. He was got hammered, but he hands it off the last minute to Terrell Collins, and he gets 3 to the 25-yard line.
That was a tough 3, too.
Actually, to the 26. Tough 4 yards there for Terrell Collins. So now it's 3rd and 8 from the 26-yard line. Clock crawling with 4:10 to go in the third quarter.
They're going to send Hewitt, Thornton, and Mathis all to the right side. Tight end left.
Formation for Cody Smith. The snap. Cody goes to his right, throws, and pass incomplete. Bryce Hewitt was the intended receiver, but the pass was too high. And now you're looking at 4th and 8 for the Armit. Good idea, though, but the pass was just a little too high for Bryce Hewitt.
Looks like Xavier Mathis will drop back in punt formation. I'd like to see our punter get a little deeper, man. I tell you what, this rush about kills us. Back deep to receive will be Carson Lunkerich.
Good snap. And that's partially blocked. And
he's
going to be returning to the 40. To the 35. Now he rolls to his left. And he's body slide everywhere. And he's down immediately at the 37. The punt was partially blocked.
Well,
and Wyandotte will get excellent field position as they'll spot it at the, looks like at the 38 in Nowatus territory.
You keep tempting fate with that short snap, and it's going to bite you in the hind end, and it did that time.
First and 10 from Nowatus 38-yard line. Dowdett in a shotgun formation, trips to the left, one on the right. Play clock at 14.
Option left.
The snap. They'll give it now a double reverse. Brandon Brown has it. And Brown's got something down at the 47-yard line of reading that perfectly.
Dalton Carter was
Dalton Carter
in his grill. Loss of 8 on the play.
And no one had read that perfectly. A loss of 8 makes it 2nd and 18, so Wyandotte was doing a little dipsy-do there.
Who wound up with that, Adam? Was that Brown?
Dalton Brown.
Yeah.
Or Brandon Brown, excuse me. Now the snap. Now that has it. Pass caught at the 45, at the 40-yard line. That's where he stopped there. Carson Lunkerich there on the reception.
It's his third catch of the night. And that puts Doth at 100 yards passing on the night.
Third and 12 now from just inside the 40.
There's that option again.
Keeper, option play. It's recovered there by Bravo. Breaks one tackle to the 30, to the 25. And he's down to the 20. Still on his feet to the 18-yard line. I know what right now having a hard time bringing down Roberto Bravo. And going to be a first down Wyandotte.
Well, when they line up like that, you can almost bet it's going to be that little speed option to the right, and they get out there, and it's Skyler Stover all by himself, and he can't cover both the quarterback and the tailback. We've got to change our defensive alignment somewhere.
From the 15, we'll make it first and 10 from Nowatus 15. Now that in a shotgun formation, now that looks to the left, has a man wide open, and he overthrows him.
Yeah.
If that throw was perfect, Devin McLeod would have caught it for 6 points.
Yeah, Bryce Hewitt bit on the screen pass and let the man get way behind him.
So second down and 15 from the 15-yard line. That does stop the clock with 2:08 to go in the third quarter, 12-0, Wyandotte.
I'm going to catch a huge break there, Adam.
Two wide receivers to the right. There's the option play again. Dalbert. Flips it to Bravo to the 15, spins around to the 8, and that's where he stopped there. Dylan Barnes there with the stop. He's still looking at 3rd and about 4. That's just inside the 10, maybe the 9.
When they
second formation now for Dalbert. The snap. Now he'll option again. Now that pitches to Roberto, the ball is loose. Ball is still loose. And I think that Wyandotte somehow gets some football. And to recover that, Braxton Dalvin.
Dalvin was able to recover that. But I tell you what, that helped immensely.
Boy, how lucky is Wyandotte capable of keeping that football. And now you're looking at fourth and long.
Fourth and about 12. Loss of 8 yards on the play. Well, you got them where you want them, guys. Fourth and long. Mercy. Here comes that field goal kicker.
Yeah, there's a field goal.
That's Douthat. Yeah, he's got a good leg.
And going to be a 35-yard field goal attempt. The snap, the hold, kick on its way. That's way short. No good. So Nowata gets a break defensively. And now there's a flag on the play. Well, hold on here.
Preliminary indication is against the Ironman. Oh, no.
Oh, another flag comes in. Okay. Dead ball personal foul against Nowata. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct against Nowata. Dead coming. Now we're going to have first and goal for Wyandotte.
That was two penalties?
That's two penalties.
It's a personal foul.
Let's see what they're...
An unsportsmanlike conduct.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. That came after the play.
Yeah.
The personal foul came during the kick.
So the mark off nine of the...
And it's going to now be first down.
And then they'll mark off four more. I don't know what the personal foul was that got it started. But
I didn't see what happened there, and I...
But apparently...
The
Ironmen were unhappy with it.
Well, it gives Wyandotte another opportunity.
Yes, at the four.
First and goal from the four. So Douthat now in a shotgun formation.
The body language of the Ironmen defense does not look good right now.
Well, they've been on the field for a long time. Now the snap. And Roberto is down immediately at the 12-yard line. T.J. Donaldson there on the stop.
Terrell Collins said, I've had enough of this.
And Terrell Collins, excuse me.
Four-yard loss. Mercy.
Actually, it's about a six-yard loss. They'll put it to the, and now it's at the nine. The loss of five will be second and goal from the nine-yard line.
You're going to let it run
out. And they're
going
to let this clock run. We're now at the end of the third quarter. And your score, it is Wyandotte 12 and Nowata nothing. 12-0 Wyandotte leads after three quarters of play. Fourth quarter coming up in 60 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country KRIG. Fourth quarter of play. Nowata again, an opportunity to stop Wyandotte from scoring here again. Boy, they've got like nine lives probably right now, the way they've been playing.
Well, the penalty was a huge setback for the Ironman defense, obviously. And I tell you what, that was a mad tackle by Terrell Collins. He was angry, and he used his athletic ability, and he just swallowed up Bravo on the carry. Second and goal from the eight, just inside the 9 yard line for Wyandotte.
Douthat, the starting quarterback for Wyandotte. Now the shotgun formation. Douthat, he's going to keep it. Runs to his left to the five and dives close to the two.
Man.
Actually, they'll spot it at the one.
I didn't see who saved the touchdown, but it was right on time.
And now it's third and one from the 1 yard line. 11:30 and counting here in the final quarter. Nowata trailing 12-0. A huge defensive play here for Nowata right here.
Option play.
Snap. Handoff is to Roberto Bravo, and he did not get in. Now, one official said yes. One official says yes. The other one says just short of the goal line.
Yeah, the one on the far side held his hand up like his dead ball at the one. don't know.
They're going to give him the touchdown. Well, the right judge gave him the touchdown, and so they walked it together, and now they're going to say touchdown, Wyandotte. Roberto Bravo will get credit
for a one-yard plunge.
And that increases the lead 18-0. Yeah, where's the review cameras here when we need it? Wyandotte will go for two. Shotgun formation for Dalvin. A snap. Dalvin throws to his right, and the pass is incomplete. No! He didn't even touch it! He did not catch it, and they're going to give him the two-point conversion. No, that's not right. That's not right at all.
Well, they're having a conversation right in the middle of the field. The receiver seems to be injured and in the end zone.
Yeah,
but,
the attended receiver is down, and now they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, they caught
it. That bounced the receiver, and they're going to give him the two-point conversion. And I did not see who was the receiver, did you?
No, sir, I did not.
Because he was down immediately, and they were asking for the coaches to take a look at him. I did not see who was down there.
It looks like his leg went behind him and underneath him as he slipped to make the catch, or attempt to make the catch. Of course, he got credit for it. I tell you what, if he made that catch, that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It looked like a hot grounder cut on a short hop.
Yeah, he's going to be okay. He's going to probably be helped a little bit there.
He's going to walk it off, it looks like. Brandon Brown.
They're going to say Brandon Brown, who was the one that...
Well, Adam, three touchdowns behind and 11:19 to go. I wouldn't say it looks real good for the home crowd.
Well, while they attend down to get them off the field, we're going to take a 30-second break. 11:19 to go in the game. It's 20-0 favor of Wyandotte. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, nice.
Yeah, as I say, it looks like Carrick King and T.J. Johnson are going to be back for the Ironman. I know you're counting up your plays there on that drive.
And yeah, because I'm having a little problem with that. There's a kick. Nice kick, though.
Carrick at the 10.
Carrick at the 10, to the 15, to the 20, 25, has a seam to the 30. 35, 40, and knocked out of bounds at the 44-yard line, and Braxton Dalvin there with a nice tackle.
That was a nice 33-yard return, Adam, or 34-yard return. That was a great.
Great return there by Carrick King. Actually, that last drive for Wyandotte, 10 plays and 62 yards. No, it's not right. 38 yards. 38-yard drive. And Nowata will have the ball, first and 10, from their own 43-yard line. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. He has a receiver on each end. Cody, he's going to keep it this time. Goes to his left to the 45 down to the 47-yard line. Nice tackle there by Trey Jones. Update from Dewey. Berry Hill leading Dewey 37-22 late in the third quarter.
I tell you what, the Doggers gave it the old school try. They've played a very good team, a very tough battle tonight over at Bulldogger Stadium.
So a second and four now from the 48-yard line. 11:04 to go in the ball game. Nowata really needs to get some points on the board. Down 20-0. Cody Smith now in a shotgun formation. Tells something to Terrell Collins. Two wide receivers to the left, and a handoff. Terrell Collins breaks one tackle. The 50 gets in the Wyandotte territory to the 46-yard line.
Looks like he picks up the first down.
Trey Jones there on the stop. So first down there for the Ironman. .10:58 now in the game, 20-0. Nowata on top.
The Ironman moving the sticks, but I think they need to move them with a little more urgency, Adam. They don't have a whole lot of time here.
So shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Man in motion and a wing tee. And off to Terrell Collins, and a busted play. He's down to 49, and that Bears defense read that perfectly.
That never materialized. They were.
Caleb Hurst was the first to get him. Trey Jones along with him. And lost a two that time. It'll be second down and 12.
Hunter
just
Bales.
A little bit, that offense just a little bit different than without Will Luster there. Will got hurt early in the first quarter.
We're in the Wildcat now.
And Terrell Collins now in that Wildcat. Now
they'll
get back to the shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Three wide receivers to the right. Play action. Screen pass to Collins, caught at the 50, the 45, out of bounds of the 44.
Said he didn't get out, so they'll keep that clock running. Gain of about
three. They'll spot at the 45. So only a three-yard gain. Makes it now 3rd and 9 from the 45. So the clock running now again. No one has all three of their timeouts.
Precious seconds that's, running off, though.
Now the bad news is this time is now becoming a factor.
Dalton
shotgun
Carter.
Formation now for Cody Smith. Receiver on each side. Cody now goes back to pass. Now moves around, breaks one tackle, can't get away from the second one. And down at the 47-yard line. Now you're looking at 4th and a country mile here.
Man.
Back in their own territory, the 47.
Just no blocking on the pass plays.
No, they kind of just messed it up right there. Now you're looking at 4th and 18.
Bottom of 6th in St. Louis. Cardinals up on the Pirates 3-0 and still batting in the 6th.
So no one back to punt. Snap. Not a good punt there by no one, but they'll put the ball out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
That was half kick and half roll.
Looked like your tee shot, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, it didn't hit the water, though.
Well, that's good. As long as it didn't hit the water. So Wyandotte will have it from their own 26-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. 8:24 to go in the game, and it's 20-0 favor of Wyandotte. Braxton down the shotgun formation, a receiver on the right, two on the left. Bravo has it. Dances around to the 26, and he's stuffed to the 27. Maybe a gain of one.
Well, get up off of him, guys, and let him spot the ball. Clock's running. Well, they never move the
never
box.
Never move the ball, so, well, no gain. 2nd and 10 from the 26. Now that in a shotgun formation.
Yeah, he's not in any hurry either.
No, he's not. 7:45 to go in the game. Play clock now down to 10. The snap. And now that's going to keep it to the right, to the 30. Breaks one tackle and won't get away from Dalton Carter. And down at the 33-yard line.
The clock's still going.
A gain of 7. It'll make it 3rd and 3. Back on the line there is Wyandotte. Shotgun formation for Dalton. Two wide receivers to the left.
A lot of green on that left side of the field.
And whistles blown, and I think Wyandotte will call a timeout.
That's their second.
Timeout Wyandotte, 6:58 to go in the game. It is Wyandotte leading Nowata 20-0. Big thanks to our sponsors here today, our best bank at Nowata, Bartnett IP, Buster's Convenience Store, Regent Bank, Ironman Storage, Sonic of Nowata, Ranch Supply of Nowata, and by North Point Auto. Hey, big thanks to Buster's Convenience Store. You had the opportunity to have some chicken over there,
You bet. No, I didn't go to Buster's.
You didn't go to Buster's?
No.
Okay.
And they're not a sponsor, so I can't tell you where I went.
I thought you said one time you did go to Buster's.
Oh, yeah. I have eaten their chicken, and it is very good. But we were, I think the guys were all giving their expressions of fondness for other chicken places, and not necessarily in the greater Nowata area.
I've had Buster's chicken before, and it's very good. Very good.
It is.
So stop by and tell them Adam Hooper and
well,
Jim Allison.
I think you load up on chicken strips before you go play golf, don't you?
I have once before.
Get that carbs going.
Get that carbs going, yeah.
Load up on carbs.
Load on those carbs.
And hey, third and four right here. We need to stop, boys.
Get my 300-yard driver out there. Yeah, that's the truth. Dalton in a shotgun formation. Dalton now looking to his left. Now he'll throw it long. And the man open, and it's caught. At the 35-yard line, that's Devin McLeod on a 1-on-1 coverage there. That pass was thrown perfectly from Braxton Dalton, and it's a first down for the Bears. I'll tell you what, this Bears defense has impressed me, hadn't you?
Oh, yes, and the way they mix up the run and the pass and the different plays, their coach is an excellent play caller. He gets a good flow of the game going for his quarterback.
First and 10 from the 34-yard line.
Who, incidentally, is over 132 yards passing on the game.
The snap. Gives it to Bravo. He goes to the middle to the 35, and the ball comes loose. And I think he was down before the ball came out. Spotted at the 30. Gain of 4 makes it 2nd and 6 from the 30. Clock continues to roll with 6:15 to go in the ball game, 20-0 favor of Wyandotte. Get a shotgun formation for Dalton. The snap. And Bravo makes a big hole to the 25, to the 20, down to the 18.
And he got through there quick.
He's tearing up that Nowata defense right now.
20 carries on the night.
Spotted inside the 20 to the 16. First and 10 from Nowata's 16-yard line. Now that in a shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Bravo has it to the 15 and down at the 12.
Just keeps pounding away, doesn't he?
Actually, that was a new tailback, I believe, and I didn't see who that was.
Let's see what we get here. I think that's still Bravo. I think
okay,
that's the 28.
So Bravo, yeah, it is.
I think it's Johnny Bravo this time.
Yeah, I think it is. 2nd and 5 from the 11. Gain of 5 on the play. 5 minutes and counting in this ball game. Fourth quarter. Bravo has it to the 10. Down
flag.
The 8-yard line and a flag on the play. Please tell me holding against the Bears. Yeah.
You called it.
So holding against the Bears. Back him up 10 yards. Actually, the spot of the foul.
It's about an 8-yard penalty.
Yeah, about just inside the 20.
And believe it or not, only the second penalty.
So 2nd and 13 from the 20. Clock rolling at 4:40 to go in the game. Well, I tell you what, that Ironman defense has to just be exhausted.
Oh, I
tell you
what, they've been out there a long time, Adam.
The snap, and Bravo bounces way to the 10, to the 5, and close to the two, and he bounced off about four Ironmen defenders from the 20.
Mercy. He looked like a hammer going through there.
Sure did. Now you're looking at first and goal from about the 3. Talbot in a shotgun formation. 3 wide receivers, 2 on the left, 1 on the right. And Talbot, boy, he gets hammered there immediately at the 5.
Ironman defense hasn't stopped playing yet.
That front 4 of the Ironman's defense just smothered Bravo at the 5. Loss of 2, second and goal from the 5. We'd like to just see one more stop here for Nowata. Just one more stance. And a shotgun formation for Talbot. 2 wide receivers to the left. Talbot keeps it, rolls to his right. Has a couple of blockers to the 5, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Wyandotte.
I think that's the final nail.
Braxton Talbot on a 5-yard run to the right side, and Wyandotte increases their lead 26-0. Last year, Wyandotte beat Nowata 18-6, and right now they're shutting out Nowata. Here, 26-0 with 3:20 to go in the game, and it looks like they're going to attempt the traditional extra point, I think, and they will. We saw Talbot kind of, during warm-ups, kick the ball pretty well.
He has a pretty good leg, it looks like. He does a little bit of everything.
There's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way.
No good.
And it's no good. It pushes off to the left. So timeout on the field. 3:20 to go in the game. It's Wyandotte 26 and Nowata nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Last drive for Wyandotte, 10 plays, 74 yards, capped off with a Braxton Talbot 5-yard touchdown run. The point after no good is 26-0 Wyandotte.
And more importantly, or as equally as importantly, they took 5 minutes and 3 seconds off the clock on that drive, and that's just probably going to be the final nail in the Ironman's coffin tonight.
So Talbot will kick things off here for the Bears. Kick, a little squid kick.
Oh.
Nice catch there at the 44-yard line.
Nick Steigerwald. I think it surprised him more than anything. He said, oh, yeah, fall down. he might have been able to return that 10 or 15 yards. It's like, oh, my gosh, I got the ball. Fall down. Harmon at their own 44-yard line. Well, it looks like the Ironman faithful are starting to thin out a little bit, Adam. I think the no joy in Mudville has set in.
Let's see if Nowata can put some points here. They've had a tough time doing
time
that
out
here tonight, and Nowata actually.
Yeah,
we call timeout. Yeah, called up by Nowata. Timeout, Nowata, with 3:17 to go in the game. Corey James will just talk to his troops here very quickly, so see what they want to do here on this drive. I'll tell you what, give credit to Wyandotte. They are an impressive football team. This is probably their first big test of the season for them. And it looks like they're about 3 minutes away from passing that test.
Well, their defense is the real deal.
Absolutely, when you've only given up just 13 points.
Yeah,
their
scoring average will drop down to 2.6 points per game. So.
Yeah, that. Yeah, Wyandotte's the real deal. I can't wait when them and Adair play.
Be a good game.
That will be a good game.
Let's see when that happens.
So Cody Smith and that Nowana offense gets back on the field. And Nowana now has two wide receivers to the right, one on the left.
How about next week, Adam?
Okay, great.
Hey, maybe we got something to do on Friday night.
Cody throws the pass, and it's caught by Xavier Mathis at the 42-yard line, enough for an Ironman first down. Hey, let's take a trip. Is it at Adair?
I'll look here in a moment.
Okay. I'll tell you what, that would be a good game to watch. So first and 10 from Wyandotte's 42-yard line.
Second catch of the night for Xavier.
Got to hurry right now. Clock rolling with 3:05 to go in the game.
I know, right?
Trying to get some points here on the board. And remember, no one has the next week off. So you got to have a little confidence. Cody Smith rolls to his right. Now throws. The pass is incomplete. That should have been caught.
Yep.
That should have been caught right there by Hunter Bell. Easy.
I think you see a little bit of the missed timing where Cody hasn't played a lot of quarterback this year and getting back and taking the snaps. And just a little rust maybe. And, of course, the timing is different with his delivery from Wills on his routes, so that's different for the wide receivers as well.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith on a second and 10. No, Wyandotte's going to blitz. Now Smith rolls to his left and he's sacked immediately at the 45-yard line. First to get him was Tristan Frazier. We haven't really called his name a lot here. And Isaac Hurst also was the assist there.
Started early and he had about three or four tackles in the first quarter and then he kind of got silent. That game is at Wyandotte next week. That ought to be a booger.
Well, that'll be a good game next week. Best defense versus the defending.
An outstanding offense.
An outstanding offense and a defending 2A state champion.
Yes, sir.
So third and 20 now from Nowata's 48-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left. Smith now goes back to pass. Breaks one tackle. Still rolling. Now he goes to midfield, and he's knocked down at the 48-yard line. Actually, he did not go out of bounds, so the clock rolls with a 1:45 and counting. It gets back into Wyandotte territory, though, at the 47. So fourth and 15. So don't want to have one more shot here. Late in the fourth, actually in the fourth quarter, 4:55 to go in the game. It's Berryhill on top of Dewey, 50-22.
Well, Berryhill's also the real deal.
They are what you call a
perennial power.
Here's a shotgun. Cody Smith.
Good pass.
To the middle, and he overthrows Xavier Mathis, the intended receiver. Actually, Mathis was double-teamed there.
And that's going to take it over on
downs. And will turn it all over on downs. And Wyandotte, all they have to do is take a couple snaps. This one will be in the history books. Well, Nowana's going to
go back to
hopefully
500.
Get back right at 500 and see what they can do here for the next couple of weeks. First and 10 from...
A little regrouping going on.
The 47-yard line for Wyandotte. They're going to go the victory formation. They do. Well, Wyandotte did what they had to do. They had to come on the road, travel an hour and a half, and they're going to get a very important win here.
We'll give Brad Homer and the Bears credit. They played a fantastic game. And they have a very good defense, and that's an understatement.
Yeah. They passed their first test. So second and 15 from the 42. Matter of fact, no one in 2 weeks will play Chelsea. Snap and takes a knee there by Dalvin, and that will do it. As Wyandotte will go back to far northeast Oklahoma, and they defeat Nowata here at Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium by the score of 26-0. 26-0, Wyandotte defeats Nowata here in week 5 of high school football. We'll come back. We'll wrap this game up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.